A printer for the blind that brings images to life. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. For almost 200 years, the Braille system has turned the written word into raised bumps blind people can read. Works well for text, not so well for images. But with a device called an embosser, there's a way around that. The embosser pricks and crimps 3D dots and lines on paper to produce a tactile image, allowing people to perceive pictures through touch. Chancey Fleet is a technologist at the Andrew High School Braille and Talking Book Library in New York City. She's blind and teaches other low vision and blind patrons to print their own images. We sent Marketplace Tech producer Sasha Fernandez to the library.
I'm Chancey Fleet. I'm the Assistive Technology Coordinator here at New York Public Library. My job is to make sure library patrons know what kind of technology and literacy options are available and make sure that they are empowered. The average blind or low vision person might not come across as many graphics as they should. And what I want to do here is make sure that library patrons can have a straight path from their curiosity, their want, their need to have an image, to getting that image under their fingertips. What we do here that's different is make sure that people have access to the means of production. We have a really high quality Braille and tactile graphics embosser called the Columbia 2 that anyone can come in just like you would use a print printer and use. So I just turned on the Columbia graphics embosser. I have here a file. It has popped up in my web browser. I'm going to go to print and we're going to do it. Starting to come out. The paper coming out of here is not hot because this one just embosses lots and lots of pixels. So this is the most powerful hole punch in the world. And we have our map. This one is showing an area around Flatbush. There's just a little bit of Braille on the edges of the map. And all we have here are really spare, bold street lines. And the purpose of this map is to see intersections and streets and how they relate. Graphic embossers, the very least expensive ones, start around $1,500 and they go up into the tens of thousands from there. We gathered all these things here because they are important and they are expensive and we want to make that economic barrier go away. I find that sometimes folks are isolated for a very upsettingly long time. I could tell you what I think technology holds in 10 or 20 years and I think it'll be really exciting. But I'm more interested in making sure that the people who are living on this planet today, losing their vision or living as blind folks today, have equal access to the resources that we all deserve.
That was New York Public Library's Chancey Fleet. And now for some related links. We have pictures of the embosser and the map on our website, marketplacetech.org. The design of the map and the process Chancey uses to create it come from the advocacy group Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired. We'll link to the organization's page where you can order a map and even learn the basics of how to make one yourself. The embosser isn't the only piece of equipment at the library available to blind and low vision patrons. Visitors can also learn how to use 3D printers and even experiment with the Swellform machine, which transforms 2D drawings into tactile images. The Andrew High School Library has all that information and how to connect with Chancey for tech coaching on the library website. Lastly, the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled has a whole page on the different types of Braille embossers and how much they cost if you know someone in the market for one. But as Chancey explained, this equipment isn't cheap. The Columbia 2, the one she used, costs around $3,000. A higher-end version is $45,000. So for many, that means print at the library for now. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, and Daniel Shin produce our show. Becca Weinman is our engineer. Amanda Peacher is the interim senior producer. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.